Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sans Pants Radio. Ghosting offends Canadians.
Welcome to episode 1 of The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Thay. Previously, it's the strangest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, that's a good starting point.
Some sort of clear umbilical fluid, or like a semi-transparent skin or something like that.
Ew.
Keeps a giant, obviously boiling lake at bay.
I think he's getting out of here, Jimmy.
Is it going to be good to find George and instantly die again?
Yeah, it's going to roll. I don't have to be here.
You do not understand how bad this is.
Are you looking forward to fucking boiling your good friends? When the membrane tears and we all boil to death.
British casino, doing what he loves, getting paid.
You take 132 points of damage. You are killed.
Yes!
Again.
Again, you die.
Late release.
Does he cut the membrane around Dusha?
What? He would, Jackson, he would, he would.
In death,
he
I've
would.
Become your ally.
Both of you feel fine because, hey, he completely missed you. Then you look down and realize that the membrane beneath you has been completely severed. It attacks you once. That'll be a miss.
All right.
It attacks you a second time. Odds are even, Jay-Z. Would you like to roll it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
He wants to get an even number.
Five.
You killed me.
Kind of did. 33 points of damage. You fall back into the water.
God damn it!
Oh, boy.
Adam, you better read that fucking book.
Adam leaves white. The local magistrate had contacted, and I was going to do this, had contracted a group of adventurers who slay Adam.
D&D, what, 4?
Plumbing Boys. Look, still an optimistic zero.
Still look.
This
still
one
had zero,
he
right?
had to read the book.
I reckon we got the next one.
Near the village of Daggerford on the Sword Coast, the Red Wizards of Thay plotted to extend the evil reach of their land and its master, the Lich Lord Slas-Tam. At a site called the Bloodgate Keep, they built a powerful portal, fueled by elemental nodes that could allow the Thayans to instantly transport whole armies into the very heart of the Sword Coast. They were stopped, thankfully, by a group of brave adventurers. What are your names, brave adventurers?
My name is Jackson Little Boy Bailey. I am a halfling of 35, but I tell everyone I'm 6. I have been 6 for 20 years. I dress like, you know, like a little Lord Fauntleroy, like I've got like a big lollipop, a kind of boater hat,
buckled shoes, white socks pulled up to the knees.
Jackson, do you want to wear your leather armor?
No. My whole strategy relies on people thinking I am 6.
All right. Cool. I'll take that off. Do you have it on you?
No. I maybe have it in a backpack for emergency.
So that's a yes.
Yeah. Hey, can I know we've just started, but can I replace one of my weapons with like a hammer that is a big lollipop? All right, your weapons are two daggers, a rapier, and a short
bow. Get rid of the rapier. I'll take a big lollipop. Thank you.
So I can do this.
Yeah.
You will not be...
I'm hearing you.
Okay, so...
I'm listening, dude.
A club is going to use your strength.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh,
now,
yes.
The rapier will use your dexterity.
Sure.
Or a dagger will use your dexterity.
Great.
So a dagger... or a rapier has +9 to hit.
Yeah. Okay.
And does a d8 or a d4
Fabulous.
+5 for your dexterity.
I hear you.
Now, a club
yes.
is going to be +1 to hit.
Great.
And it's going to do a d6 -3.
That's all I need. I'll take it.
What about an ice pick so it's at least using some kind of stab?
An ice pick? Well, no little boy would be seen dead with an ice pick. Gotta be a lollipop.
Why don't you sharpen the end so it's still a rapier?
Because people will be like, what's that little boy doing with such a sharp lollipop? And they'll take it off me.
You presumably don't have your bow and arrow equipped as well.
No, little boy would be seen dead with a bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow is basically just a big slingshot.
Oh, yeah. Can I have a, what do you call it?
Slingshot?
A sling?
Yeah, sling.
Shot.
All right.
I'll take that. That'll be in my back pocket sticking out like I'm a ne'er-do-well. I also have
a naughty little boy.
I am going to
curly hair.
Yeah,
curly blonde.
Yeah,
ringlets. Yeah.
Do you still have a beard?
I like to think I have a mustache.
Faint blonde.
Yeah, I've got a faint wispy mustache that I put makeup on every morning.
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero style.
I'm going to make that replace one of your daggers, one of your rapiers, and your short bow.
Sounds great.
All right.
Oh, I'm also a rogue.
I guess.
And an arcane trickster.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Joel Zammit, the druid, otherwise known as a bear. I am currently in the shape of a bear, and I will remain in the shape of a bear until I have to go to sleep or until 8 hours is up, where I will nap for 8 hours and then become...
Did we put a sheet on you so as not to ruin the illusion?
No, I think I want to have like a collar, and maybe like a kerchief around my neck,
right.
If you could.
Yeah,
maybe a bell birds so that if I can't kill them when chasing.
we want the birds to know you're coming.
Having a bell means you. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Do you
a bell, yes, dude?
Oh no, it'll be good. Just like how Jackson swapping his main weapon for a weapon that's dog shit will be good.
Yeah,
it's not like it matters. You're all a fucking kind of dead already.
Yeah, look.
I like to imagine, Jay-Z, that you...
A stillborn campaign.
Jesus.
I like to imagine, Zammit, that you're wearing like a kind of... It just looks like draped cloth over your body, but it's when you become a bear, it becomes like a loincloth. So that you're nude most of the time. Doesn't wreck your clothes.
Exactly. So currently I am just a bear.
Fabulous.
You can have maybe we'll have a leash and that'll be in the hands of our most powerful member, Adam.
Yes.
So for all intents and purposes, I am your pet.
Yes.
And I will act as that because otherwise I am dog shit. I am a druid spellcaster with a -3 wisdom. So
beautiful.
Roar. One is yes, two is no.
Hey, great question.
I'm gonna
so when
that,
you
I'm
change into
down.
A bear, it you can choose whether or not your equipment is absorbed into your bear form or just falls to the ground around you. Which would you prefer?
Let's make it in me. All
right,
at all times.
Cool. So you don't lose your equipment. Cool.
Yeah, look,
JD?
I'm smart, but I'm not dumb. Wait.
Are you sure?
I have intelligence, but with high intelligence, low wisdom. So
that's,
I'm smart enough to
wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't that be street smart, not book smart?
Yeah, or is that the other way around?
Book smart,
not street smart. But all of it's irrelevant because he's a bear.
Yeah. So, but when I'm turned into, book smart would be like, well, I have the option. Street smart would be, to go inside me.
Yeah.
Adam, it's in a backpack on my back.
Great, like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Let's also put a bird in that backpack.
Yeah, it doesn't go inside.
Trying to get out.
But wait, so you are wearing a backpack?
Yeah, we have a bear-sized backpack, and when he becomes a man, it's huge.
All right, I'm going to unequip all of your items because they would be then in your backpack.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
All right.
Except for maybe the weapons, I feel.
You can't. You
You're
can't,
a bear.
You can't
all,
pick.
You can't
all
pick.
The
you can't,
that fucking rules.
You can't wield them as a bear. Hey, that's great. If you were a druid that transformed into a baboon, could you still have a sword?
You are dealt 34 hit points. You will revert back, and it's just so easy to take 30. All right.
Wait, the bear isn't even that healthy?
The bear is, look, 34 it's very funny, because it's... Oh, no, you're 99 hit points. Look, the bear's healthier than you.
Okay, well, that's good.
Wait, so how many...
No, sorry, it's not. You're healthier than
what?
The bear.
What?
Yeah, the
bear
is...
was healthy.
No, the bear's...
D&D's bullshit.
Bear is armor class 11, hit points 34.
34?
Look, you get the multi-attack.
Yeah, hey, it's good. Just stay
out of... A man should not have more health than a bear.
Just stay out of combat.
Easy. This is bullshit. Yeah. This is bullshit. What has the most health? What's a good tank?
Nothing will have more health than you right
now. Does anything
now.
Have more health than 99?
Probably not.
This is bullshit.
It's an animal. Not a guy in armor.
Unfortunately, you're just too dumb.
It sucks that the bear, like, the bear should
too
really
dumb
stack.
To be healthy.
What's the point of even being a bear?
Speaking of too dumb to be healthy, JD.
Hello, I am playing the character Joel Dusha, who is about as useful as a rock that can die. I am a sorcerer. Gnome sorcerer. Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, I have single digits for all of my stats except strength, which is at a rock solid 18. Adam.
Yes.
I'm not as experienced in D&D as the others in the room, but I just wanted to check something because I am aware that a sorcerer uses charisma to cast spells.
Mm-hmm.
My charisma is 6.
Yeah, so you look. Yeah, look. So
this is reassuring when someone says, yeah, look, multiple times before saying anything.
A bunch of your... You are still probably a better spellcaster than you are a melee fighter.
Right. Oh, good news. That's funny, because I thought sorcerers were good at hand-to-hand combat.
Just be ready to miss a lot.
So... I can still cast the spells, they're just going to be dog shit and miss.
So here's the weird trade-off of your character.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of your spells have been picked so that your charisma does not affect the damage that you deal. Because if it did affect the damage, like Jay-Z, you would not be able to deal damage in most cases.
Hell yeah.
However, I can't affect the fact that you're... when you try to roll to hit someone, you need your charisma.
Uh-huh.
So here's the trade-off. If you're using, like, your dagger, you have a +8 to hit, but you're only going to be doing, like, 8 damage maximum. If you use a spell, you're only going to be getting +2 to hit, so a lot less likely to hit, but you could be doing up to, like, 16, 20 points of damage.
Ah, huge. I'm level 9.
Yeah. Oh, that's unimpressive at level 9, yeah. At level 9, you should be doing, like... 20 points of damage minimum.
Oh, I figured.
Yeah, Adam, Adam, I know. That part I'm familiar with. I've played level 3 characters stronger than my current one. Speaking of, so this is obviously a more advanced campaign than we've played before. I have 45 hit points.
Yes.
I have 63.
A hundo.
Your armor class is also 7.
And I have -3 initiative.
Life rules. I realize I can be a mule, so maybe, I could just be everyone's pack mule.
Do that. I'll ride on your back.
Perfect.
We've been through this lots.
Jack can, actually.
Yeah. Hey!
I'm a little boy.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that.
Yeah, all right. As That's we enter town, we have a very buff, dumb wizard, a little boy riding a mule who is only a mule and only a little boy. No one else says otherwise.
We're a mule and a little boy, I say to people as we ride through town. This man is our dad.
Jay-Z.
Hello.
Yeah.
JD, sorry.
Yes.
JD, you have 9 sorcery points.
Mm-hmm.
Sorcery points are basically used to supercharge your spells. So you can use sorcery points to target 2 people instead of 1, or you can use sorcery points to reroll damage dice.
Yep. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
That's only for your spells, though.
Yeah.
You can also use sorcery points to help an ally if you are feeling kind.
Yeah, look, hey, will I be alive long enough to do that?
Will any of us? If we manage 1 long rest, I'll be impressed.
Yes. Man, I'm so strong but so weak. I'm a real glass wizard.
Who are you, Adam?
Oh, yes, of course. I am Adam.
Adam, why are you speaking so slow?
Is a fighter.
Uh-huh.
Human. Level 9. Adam has 17 strength.
Uh-huh.
Weaker than me.
18 constitution.
Stronger okay, stronger than any of us. Anyone, really.
6 intelligence.
Oh,
there it is.
6 wisdom. Aha. Uh-huh. 20 charisma.
Oh, wow, okay, so charming.
Cool. I love this guy.
Adam does not have a sword for some reason.
Let's go buy Lost Adam a
in
sword.
In a lake.
He does have a shield. Until he gets a weapon, Adam will use shield and punch.
Okay. The greatest. Get rid of your sword and board or tortured shield. Shield and
tortured shield.
Torch and shield.
Torch the shield.
Torch the shield.
So how smart were you again, Jada? You're dumb as shit. Yeah. Jack?
Oh, I'm all right. I've got an intelligence of 18. I'm actually very clever.
Okay, cool. So I guess you're the party leader.
As yes. a child. As a little boy.
Hello, I'm a little boy.
Because here is your dumb older brother.
There's adventure to be had in this town. Hello and hurrah.
All right, so your adventure begins. You are immediately whisked away from the streets of Daggerford. You find yourself in a white...
Just chewing a bit of like weed in the gutter.
You find yourselves in a white void. You feel heavy, you feel light, then you feel heavy again, and finally you find yourselves... You arrive in a shadowy hall with glowing teleportation circles etched into the floor. Before you have time to consider your situation, the image... Don't attack. The image of a female red wizard appears to you and speaks. The red wizards of Thay are the villains that you conquered at the blood gate.
Great. Yeah, I remember.
Did we conquer them?
Well, you like beat them back. It's kind of like an evil nation.
Yeah.
Hi, quick question, how?
Hello, I'm 6, and they were like, well, I'm not going to hurt a little boy.
I am but a mule.
Hi, I'm clop, 6, clop. This is my mule, and this is my dad.
Hello, I'm dad.
I am Serana, she says.
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you, I'm dad.
I have brought you here. Welcome to Thay.
How did
you.
I get here?
I do one clop.
I'm 6.
No, you are the famous adventurers.
No, I don't think so.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yes.
I clopped twice.
I'm fairly sure I'm 6, madam.
Yes, well, that is us.
Please, you may drop your facade before
what facade?
Me.
I clopped twice.
Ma'am, a little boy can be a little boy and an adventurer.
What's a facade?
You have stubble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't taught him to shave.
This is my dad.
Hello, I am dad.
Clop once. It's crazy that I'm the leader of this group, because that means like I was like, to keep the facade up, you got to pretend to be my dad.
Okay, what's a facade?
I forgot to bring dice out. I figured I'd just kill you, I guess.
No, you're not getting to the dice bit.
Jackson, your attempt to deceive her does not seem to be working.
What?
Please. Many red wizards chafe under the rule of Sass Tam.
Chafe.
Chafe.
Chafe, yes.
Like uncomfortable pants. Go on.
Once Thay was a land of learning and power. Now death scours Thay, while the Lich Lord ignores all concerns other than the quest to become a god.
Sure.
If his mad plans are left to run their course, none will be left alive here to worship him. This is a magic gatehouse. Here, she gestures to the space that you're in. You can see several... You're standing in like a set of arcane sigils, and you can see other sets of arcane sigils all around you. You can also see a giant set of wrought iron gates through which sunlight is streaming, and you can see a lake beyond.
Mm. Try and walk up to the gate.
If she says, wait.
What's out here, miss?
This is a magic gatehouse from which I can send you into the Doom Vault, the heart of the Lich Lord's domain, deep beneath Thaymount.
I clop twice and shake my deer head.
Mule head.
I bray.
The Doom Vault is a secret laboratory and containment structure beneath which lies a hidden storehouse.
But if it's a secret, the gate's right there.
Is that gate out to the storehouse?
This gatehouse is I would say, hidden away. It's okay. Not easy to find.
What's that gate? The one you just gestured to?
That's an exit out, but that exit out takes you into Thay.
Where are we?
We're in Thay.
Okay. Which one of these holes takes us to where you want us to go?
Well, many of them can take you to different... Look, if I may... Beneath us right now, lies...
I look down.
We all look down.
What?
No, there's ground here.
I bray quizzically.
Is the hidden storehouse where the phylacteries of Sass Tam's elite liches are held, right, the way to truly kill them. There, the Lich Lord's power can be broken with... Hopefully, your aid.
With the ground.
No. These teleportation circles. There's no actual physical entrance to the Doom Vault itself.
Okay.
This gatehouse is like a go-between, like a switching station.
I don't where think I, can I send understand, because you... Didn't you just say...
It was underneath the ground?
It's physically on... Yes, it has a physical location. The physical location is beneath us, but there is no...
Ma'am, could we not just dig down?
It's very deep down and magically protected.
Okay.
I might have a magic barrier removal spell.
I assure you, you do not have one strong enough.
I cast Earth Tremor.
I clop no.
This should fix it.
We'll go down.
What a great beginning to this campaign, hurting all of your good friends.
Oh, no.
The earth around you tremors and shakes and vibrates. Each creature other than you must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, they take a d6 damage and are knocked prone.
Great. Yeah, well, we got to get down there. He made the right move.
Oh, that's right. Your saving throw is probably best. All right, Jackson passes. Zamet. You rolled pretty shit, Zamet.
Oh, no.
As a mule?
As a mule. Oh, that's right. No. Well, yes. A mule is probably only shitter than Zamet.
Like clopping around.
I'm on a donkey kick, JD.
Everyone except Zamet fails. Zamet. You are forced out of your mule. You hit the ground.
Oof.
The back of your mule head cracks. One point of damage is transferred over to you, Zamet.
I like to imagine you still just make mule noise.
Just stand up very naked. You fucking idiot.
We need to get down. Put your
dick
No,
we don't, you fucking idiot.
Please, please. I offer you an opportunity to take the fight to the Lich Lord himself.
Okay.
I offer you...
I stomp twice with my foot. No.
When the Lich Lord's power is broken, I can assure you many, much wealth and riches beyond which you have ever been seen or promised. Please, what do you say?
Yes.
And it's just down.
I will teleport you.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's easy. Why didn't you just do that first?
I figured rather than
Or did I need
just,
to weaken the floor first?
I figured rather than just sending you into the dungeon, I might give you a little primer.
You have no idea. I'd like to waggle my lollipop at her. You have no idea how we operate, you mean old woman.
Sir, did me weakening the ground help?
No.
I'd like to jab her. Send us away!
No. All right, are you ready?
Yes!
No!
Yes.
Hurry up! Why are we doing this?
Why do we do anything?
All right.
Fuck.
Put your dick away.
Did you want... All right. Without her giving you any information about...
Do you have any weapons or anything for our good friend?
You are in a white void. You feel light? You feel heavy? And then...
I want to be putting a sock on my cock as I'm asking.
What happened to your backpack?
It's on my back. It doesn't have clothes in it.
Why not?
Because I'm always going to be a bear until some dickhead earth tremors us.
Scorched and shattered plaster shows faint signs
of... shattered?
Shattered.
Oh, shattered. Okay. I think you said shattered plaster.
Scorched and shattered plaster.
Yes.
Yay!
He said the word I wanted.
He shattered the plaster.
Shows faint signs of frescoes that once covered the walls here. A half dozen ruined chandeliers hang from the cracked ceiling. In the northeast corner is a black gate, which you are all standing on top of. So as soon as you teleport in, you can see that there are, how many? One, two, three, four zombies. One, no.
Fuck! Rest in peace, boys.
Fuck! Jackson, you identify a white when you see one. Okay. Whites are powerful forms of undead. They are they're straight up intelligent. They're pretty handy in a fight. You know that one would be tussling one with one is not an easy prospect. You also spot a vampire spawn.
Fuck!
The awful, not offspring, but like a creature that a vampire creates. Not truly vampire itself. It is simply a shadow of a proper vampire. The vampire spawn hisses at you. What is your business here?
I'd like to bonk him on the head. I don't know.
All right. Well,
what's the ceiling made out of?
The ceiling? It's made out of rock, worked stone. Uh-huh. You take one step forward, Jackson, and the zombie and the white get a free attack on you as you try to get to the vampire spawn. We're going to initiative. This didn't have to be a fight. Fuck.
I'm a little boy. Bonk.
I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy and you're a big meanie. Bonk. I should have spoken with an oo-woo voice for this whole thing.
What?
I'm a little boy. Please be kind to me. Do you know how many scrapes that's gotten us out of?
So many.
Hardly any.
None. Zero. Literally not one.
How big does enlarge make something?
Oh, I'm a tabaxi, by the way. Not sure if I mentioned that.
I did not know.
That's right, you are. Enlarge doubles someone's size.
How tall is the ceiling?
You would not hit the ceiling. Fuck. The ceiling's tall enough.
Why do you want to cave us in?
I don't
want to
cave
man.
In.
The same spell also has reduce.
No, look, my plan wasn't to make me big.
Yeah, I figured, but who did... So, with the ceiling...
I was going to try and snap a zombie's neck using the ceiling.
You could just make them small and then step on them. Wow, you would only actually make them as small as Jackson.
And then you'd be like, oh, little boyfriend.
Some little boys. Hooray! We can play games together. Hurrah,
oh, that's
hooray.
Right. Poor kid. Dusha is never going first.
Yeah, no, just put me last of everything.
It's good. Good. Now, what spells do I have that are of any use to me right now? Mm-hmm. Turns out none. Oh, mirror image could be useful. Hey, it's cool I have disguised self, but I've never used it to make myself look like a little boy.
Jackson, you're first. As you step between the white and the zombie, both of them lunge at you.
Yeah.
They don't get a hit, but you're in combat now. You
That's
can keep
okay.
moving if you want, but then they will get an attack of opportunity.
I'll cast mirror image. Okay. Lots of little boys. How many little boys does it make?
It's based on your intelligence. Oh, wait, no, that's all right. It's based on your constitution.
Oh, no.
All right, you cast mirror image.
Yeah.
Three illusionary duplicates of yourself appear in your space. Until the spell ends, the duplicates will move with you and mimic your actions.
I'd like to turn, like, inward with all of them and be like, hee hee hee.
That's your action? And then what do you do?
I'll keep moving.
All right. So you're going to keep heading towards the vampire spawn?
Yeah.
Okay. You take another step forward. The zombie and the white both attack.
Yeah, but there's four of me now. Ooh, yes. Gotta get the right one.
So there are, yes.
Who will they get?
Which little boy dies today?
Both of them make swipes at illusionary versions.
Yeah. Got them. Got them good.
One, the white will actually miss the... misses the illusionary version of you.
What
and so
fuck.
Does the zombie. So neither of them actually properly attacked you, and both of them missed your illusionary right. copies anyway. So do you want to keep moving?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get my... Well, before I turn, I'll get my illusions and me to waggle my fingers. Not today, meanies. And then I'll keep heading to the vampire spawn.
You take another step forward and another zombie lunges at you. This one lunges at the real Jackson.
Ah! Fuck, little cunt! Boy! Fuck, cunt!
but it... You manage to duck underneath its blow.
Oh, never mind. Another finger waggle.
You reach the vampire spawn. That's your turn.
Yep.
It's the zombie's turn.
Hey, no damage that turn.
No, it didn't take damage. Got attacked three times.
That's a dead little boy.
Zombies all swarm.
Remember to give me a little boy's funeral. What could I possibly mean?
Oh god. One of your illusionary copies is reduced to ash and wisp when a
That's
when a,
bad news for your future.
When a zombie lunges at it and hits your illusionary copy. Another zombie straight up misses a different one. Another zombie misses another illusionary one. And then the final zombie forces another illusion into nothingness. So there's now one illusion left. There's a 50-50 chance.
Now we're a terrible duo.
Zaman, it's your turn.
I'm like, fuck, can I hand a scimitar to Adam?
Okay. Adam rolls. He understood. Adam gets the scimitar.
This is your weapon now. I want to start climbing the wall.
Yeah, clever, wise.
As I'm putting on maybe my pants.
Why are you climbing the wall?
Oh, I'm there. I can shut up.
The perfect comeback.
I don't want to, they can't reach me up here.
Yeah.
And I want to.
Let me double check that because I don't know if the ceiling is that high.
Gotcha.
You said we got big.
Yeah, double our height.
Yeah, I can reach the ceiling of this without being double my size.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Well, either way.
I'll and also Adam figured that I was trying to use the ceiling to break a neck.
Yeah, that was preemptive on Adam's part.
No.
Either way, I
actually,
will...
no, it is 20 feet high. You would be out of reach.
Cool. I'll climb up the ceiling as I start putting on my pants and I cast Produce Flame as my action. Yeah.
Okay. Zamet, you cast Produce Flame. Oh, that's a cantrip. All right. A flickering ball of flames appears in one of your paws. So you can on your it counts as an action to use this as an attack. So you can't do it this turn.
Yeah,
you can
that's
next
fine.
Turn. All right. Was there anything else you wanted to do?
Put on my pants.
Right. With one paw, no, you can't. You can't be climbing, casting a spell, and pulling up your pants
at the same time. Right.
Okay. One pant leg on, and that's it.
Yeah. All right.
Ass still hanging from the ceiling.
Ass. Little cat bum hole. Very visible.
It's Adam's turn. Adam steps forward and attacks the white. Hello.
but a simple boy.
He is a simple
boy. How did this adventuring party come together? Well, I clearly am a genius.
This is my family.
You gotta pretend you're my dad. Son?
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine we were in a bar and you snuck in and someone was like, hey, you'd be drinking here, and you'd be like, I'm but a wee little boy. This is my father. I'm like, yeah, this is my son.
Yeah, this is my kid. I had him.
I birthed this little boy.
I can imagine I was just a mule tied up outside drinking out of a water. Then you shanghaied me, and I was like,
Dad, grab that mule. Yeah, all right.
It's mine now. Anyway.
And then one day we were just in a cart and we turned around and Adam was there. Okay.
This is my other son. Adam's my biological son.
Strikes the white twice, dealing 12 quotation marks points of damage.
Classic.
Will our heroes be able to finish their collective backstory before they are slain by zombies? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys play/ruin Dead in Thay.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.